It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Early in December, I was out walking along the Clark Fork River near the mouth of Hellgate Canyon when I heard soft bird calls coming from the brush along the river. Looking closer, I saw a pair of gray, robin-like birds, and when they flew, the white bands along the edge of their tails told me that they were Townsend solitaires. I've seen these birds during the summer quite high up in the mountains. They were perching in trees and catching flying insects. But now, in the middle of winter, why haven't they migrated south, and what are they doing for food at this time of year? In northern regions, most insect activity occurs during the warm spring and summer months. During that short season, insects are even more abundant than in tropical regions. Many species of birds that feed on insects migrate north in the spring, where their prey is more plentiful. Avian biologists believe that by migrating to northern regions with higher concentrations of food, these birds are able to raise more young. But in the winter, these migrants return south, where insects are available year-round. Townsend solitaires have a different strategy. During the breeding season, they can usually be found in open, coniferous forests at mid to high elevations, catching insects on the wing, much like bluebirds, tanagers, or flycatchers. But when the summer ends and these other species migrate to warmer climates, the Townsend solitaires move down to the valleys and change their diet. During the winter, they are usually found in brushy habitats along rivers and larger creeks, feeding on berries. A friend who lives near Arlee reports that Townsend solitaires can often be seen along the Jocko River, feeding on juniper berries. Juniper berries are also reported to be a favorite winter food of solitaires in Oregon and Wyoming. When these birds locate juniper trees with an abundant crop of fruit, they will often defend them against other solitaires and even against other species. Defending a winter territory is one way to ensure an adequate food supply during this rigorous time of year. So next time you're out walking in one of our river valleys and you come upon a grove of junipers, watch for Townsend solitaires. Like true Montanans, they change their occupation in the winter instead of going south. This week's Field Note was written by Peter Lessica. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. You can contact the Nature Center in Missoula at 327-0405 or visit us on the web at www.thenaturecenter.org.